Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 1. Week 6. Christ as the Word of God. Wednesday, related verses. John 1:14-16. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. 16. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. Matthew 17:2. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as the light. 2 Peter 1:17-18. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, a voice such as this being borne to him by the magnificent glory. This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I delight. And this voice we heard being born out of heaven while we were with him in the holy mountain. Isaiah 40:5. Then the glory of Jehovah will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, because the mouth of Jehovah has spoken. Galatians 4:4-5. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under law, that he might redeem those under law, that we might receive the sonship. Psalms 45:2. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Related reading. In his incarnation, Christ unveils that the Creator has become one of his creatures, bringing God into man, mingling divinity with humanity as one. And in his human living, he expresses God in the divine attributes through his human virtues. Christ is the mingling of divinity with humanity, and we, the men of Christ, are the same. We are also the mingling of divinity with humanity. As the Word before his incarnation, Christ was mysterious, intangible, invisible, and untouchable. By becoming flesh, he became solid, real, visible, and touchable. In becoming flesh to tabernacle among men, he became tangible. People could not only see him, but could also touch him. Although he became tangible through his incarnation, we needed something more before we could enjoy him. Therefore, 1:14 says that he was full of grace and reality. When he became visible and touchable, he was full of grace and reality. When Christ was in the flesh with the disciples, they not only saw and touched him, but they also enjoyed him. He did not declare God to his disciples by teaching them, but by affording them such a sweet enjoyment. By simply looking at people, he could capture them. How enjoyable was his presence! His presence was so charming. It seemed that no one could withstand his charming presence. That was his way of declaring God. By being incarnated, the Word not only brought God into our humanity, but also became a tabernacle to God, to be God's habitation on earth among men. The Old Testament tabernacle was a type, a shadow, and a prefigure of the real tabernacle, which was Christ himself in the flesh, who brought God to man, that man might enjoy God's presence. One day while he was on the mountain with three of his disciples, he was transfigured before them, This means that the very God of glory, who indwelt him, came out of the tabernacle. The God of glory, who was concealed in and by his flesh, was manifested there on the mountain. John tells us that when Christ, as the Word, became flesh and tabernacled among us, he was full of grace. There was something with Christ that the Bible calls grace. What is grace? It is difficult to define. We may say that grace is God in Christ with all that he is as the fullness for our enjoyment. This includes rest, comfort, power, strength, light, life, righteousness, holiness, and all the other divine attributes. This is grace for our enjoyment. We may simply enjoy God in Christ as everything. Whenever we are in the presence of God, we enjoy the fullness of all that he is, the fullness of the Godhead, that is, all that God is, dwells in Christ bodily for our enjoyment. The more we enjoy God, the more we know him. Whenever we enjoy God, we not only have grace, but also reality. The more we experience God, the more we will enjoy grace and apprehend reality. Grace is God enjoyed by us in the Son. Reality is God realized by us in the Son. Both grace and reality came with Jesus. John 1:17 says, "The law was given through Moses. Grace and reality came through Jesus Christ." The law makes demands on man according to what God is, but grace supplies man with what God is to meet what God demands. Many times we have enjoyed God in Christ as our grace, and many times we have realized that God in Christ is truly life, light, comfort, rest, patience, humility, and so many other things. This is the realization of God.